you go, Anthony. Got your zippy up pills.
Oh, thank you, Johnny.
Well, it's no problem. They have it, that little newsstand on the corner.
Anthony, are you sure you ought to take those? I mean, they gotta be bad for you.
Oh, no, Mary Jo. They're just caffeine. They're no more harmful than, say, 9, 10 pots of coffee.
Oh, well, in that case.
I just got to get through my exams. Then I'll be finished. I'll get straight A's, graduate, get my diploma, and go on to be president of the United States. Maybe I am getting a little wired here.
Well, I, for one, am wondering what our customers think when they walk through our front door and the first thing they see is a sugar baker delivery man sitting there in a pile of school books with his eyes rolling back up in his head from staying up all night drinking coffee. And not to ask a personal question, but Anthony, when was the last time you showered?
Suzanne, that is a personal question. But for your information, I showered just this morning. I realize I may appear a bit rumpled because what with all the hustle and bustle of studying for my exams and working full time, I haven't had a chance to do my laundry in a while.
When was the last time you did it?
Let's see. When was Bush elected?
Now don't worry about your clothes, Anthony. You need to study and you can use my desk all you want.
Oh, thank you, Charlene. And don't think that I won't remember you and my valedictory address when I graduate with the highest grade point average in the history of the entire school.
Probably shouldn't take any more of those pills, though.
That's probably a good idea.
You're glad that I'm not in your shoes. When I used to take exams, I used to get so nervous the night before. You know, I mean, I would have the most incredible dreams, you know, like that I would show up in the classroom just as everybody was finishing their test, and the professor would say, "You're 2 hours late. Sorry." Or I would have this dream where, you know, I'd get there on time and everything, but I'd look at the test and I wouldn't know any of the answers. I mean, I had studied completely the wrong thing, and then I would look down and I had forgotten to dress. I was completely naked. Here, have some chips.
That doesn't. I'm not taking any more of these pills. Working with her is stimulating enough.
Well, that's good, Anthony, because I really don't want to go out to that newsstand anymore.
Why not?
Well, you know, when they first put it up last week, I thought, you know, this is great. It's going to be so close to us. I can get my magazine so easily. You know how I like to keep up. You know, I just have this incredible thirst for knowledge. You know, if Madonna or Sybil Shepherd's having a fight with somebody, I want to know. But that newsstand just has so many dirty magazines. If you notice, they have a whole section.
Yeah, I noticed that. I was down there yesterday getting some of their design magazines. I got a copy of Southern Homes and Antiques and Carpets and Drapes Monthly. And then I noticed this other copy of something that I had never seen before called Jugs. And I thought, oh, how nice, a new magazine about pottery and porcelain. Imagine my surprise.
Well, they put up a great big poster now to advertise one of those magazines. It's a girl in black rubber underwear wearing a dog collar and chains or something. Well, frankly, I just don't want to have to look at a girl wearing black rubber underwear first thing in the morning. Unless, of course, it is Madonna and there's an important news story to tell.
Oh, that's nothing, Mary Jo. There's even a magazine called Stump about women amputees with no clothes on.
Oh, great. Well, I'm telling you, we're never going to hear the end of this one. Every time Julia enters or leaves this house, she's going to see that picture, and she's going to be ranting, and she's going to be raving. She's going to be carrying on like some kind of hyena, and we're all going to have to pretend like we care.
Well, you know, Suzanne, Julia feels very deeply about the issue of pornography, and if she has a statement about something that she sees, then you can bet that it's going to be rational and intelligent.
Yes, that's Julia Sugarbaker. S-U-G-A-R-B-A-K-E-R.
Julia, what happened?
What happened is very simple, Charlene. I saw their little poster. I knocked it down. There is no longer a problem.
You've got a problem, lady.
I don't think so. I think that I am a member of the majority of the American public who knows this kind of filthy enterprise exists, but doesn't care to have it pushed in my own face, on my own street. Thank you very much.
I told you it was only a matter of time before something like this happened. One minute she's making a rational, intelligent argument, the next minute she's driving up on the sidewalk.
Julia, you shouldn't have done that.
There is nothing wrong with that poster, lady. Where do you get off deciding it's coming down?
I realize that different people have different definitions of what is obscene. I myself may not be able to define pornography, but I know it when I run over it.
Well, all told, the damages and the fine come to $604.
It was worth it.
Yeah, but Julia, if you knock it down every day, that's going to come to over $3,000 a week. Now, I don't mean to criticize you, you know, but that is going to look kind of weird on the quarterly report. You know, $3,000 a week for driving into newsstands.
For that kind of money, you could go out and buy yourself a real nice outfit.
What would be the point of that?
Well, whenever I see something that makes me mad, that's what I do. I find it's just about impossible to be too mad about injustice if I know I look really good.
You know what really infuriates me? That man at the newsstand kept talking about how that poster is protected by the First Amendment right of free speech. That is an argument that's wearing a little thin with me. I believe in the First Amendment as much as anybody else. But I also know that when our forefathers were fighting and dying at Valley Forge, they were not really doing it to protect a publication called Hot Tushies.
Isn't it amazing how specific these magazines are? I mean, there is something for everybody. There's one out there, you know, all about feet. I mean, I can you believe that? I've never seen anything like it in my life. I mean, if a person liked that, they could just get a Kinney's catalog and have a real good time. I mean, it's like, you know, girls who eat chicken. Girls with big ones who think Oswald acted alone.
Charlene, what I was trying to say is that every sleazy rag in the country hides behind the First Amendment, and I am sick and tired of it. Maybe I shouldn't have knocked down that sign, but now that newsstand owner knows that I mean business, and I doubt he'll put it back up again. It was certainly an expensive proposition for me, but he can't afford to close that stand every day either. So, that's that.
Well, I hate to say this, Julian. You know that I hate that poster just as much as you do. But what you're talking about is censorship.
Do you honestly believe that anyone has a constitutional right to show a poster of a woman being degraded, chained up with a dog collar, and whipped? You couldn't show a black man depicted that way because it would be considered incitatory speech. So why would we demand any less for women? The First Amendment was designed to protect political speech, and everybody knows it. Now, we've already wasted a day on this silliness, and I don't want to discuss it anymore. So, what's been going on while I was gone?
Not much. You know, Anthony's been studying for his exams.
Well, yeah. Well, how is that going, Anthony?
Pretty good.
Anthony, what's wrong with your eyes?
Too much caffeine. He's starting to look like Nancy Reagan.
Suzanne!
I'm sorry, but I went all the way through college myself, and never once did I have to use stimulants. I managed to keep up with my courses and a very active social life. And let me tell you, those were 6.5 of the best years of my life.
Who knew what you said yesterday, you know, about Julia supporting censorship?
Well, I know she doesn't agree, but it just doesn't sit right with me somehow. It's like, you know, a couple of months ago when that book came out and the Ayatollah Khomeini said the guy who wrote it should be killed. And then Cat Stevens came out and sided with the Ayatollah, so the radio station started burning his records. I mean, like, nobody noticed how incredibly weird that was. They were protesting censorship by burning records. I mean, that's like protesting capital punishment by lynching anybody who's for it.
Sugarbaker. S-U-G-A-R-B-A-K-E-R.
Yes. It rings a bell.
The next time that I'm riding with you and you decide to create a drive-through window where there was not one before, would you please give me a little warning? I'm under a lot of pressure these days. I just can't take it.
I'm sorry, Anthony. But I warned you, if you put that poster back up, I would knock it down again.
Nice shot, Julia. Your aim's getting better.
Now, I'm prepared to write you a check for damages in full. How much was that amount?
$10 million.
Beg your pardon?
I knew you'd be back. Here's a letter from my lawyer. We're suing you for $10 million for violating my civil rights.
Julia, about that check, you better post-date it.
Just sign this. It's only an apology and a promise that you won't do it again. And they will back off. Julia, please.
Mary Jo, I've already seen this paper. Kirby Riffle from Reese's office has already been down here today, and I told him I wasn't interested.
Julia, need I repeat that the judge is not happy with you? He seems to think that by committing the same crime twice in 2 days that you show signs of insufficient rehabilitation. Judges hate that.
Mary Jo, I'm not interested in signing that paper. I know that what I did was illegal. I consider it an act of civil disobedience.
You know, Julia, there are other ways to deal with you expressing your problem with this newsstand, you know?
I know that. I've considered some other ways. I've even considered just simply going over there every day and standing there by the dirty magazine section. And then when somebody browses through, I say, real loud, "Oh, looking at Guns and Buns magazine, are you? Or is it Honkers on Parade?" That's another one I saw over there. "And just how do you find this month's Honkers, Mr. Filthy Magazine Aficionado?"
I think it's Hooters.
Mary Jo, I don't care what it is. That's not the point.
You know, Julia, I hate to be a drag, but it seems to me that you're showing absolutely no signs of remorse. And if you keep this up, you could be headed for bankruptcy. Prison.
Well, fine. I can't think of a better cause to go out on.
Mary Jo is not back from jail yet?
No, I bet Julia's being stubborn.
Well, you'd win that bet. I swear, when Julia gets her teeth into something, she just will not let go. You know, she was always stubborn, even when she was a little girl. Julia just would not go to bed. I mean, they'd put her down, and 2 minutes later, she'd come toddling into the parlor in her little footy pajamas. I mean, this happened about 3-4 times, and the daddy, he paddled her, and he paddled her good. Of course, Julia wouldn't cry. She just stood there holding her little bottom in both hands, going, stubborn. Then, of course, daddy said to mother he thought Julia could stay up as late as she wanted to after all.
What'd you do?
Charlie and I wasn't even born yet. But I always did whatever they wanted. All they had to do was pay me.
Yeah, well, if Julia is stubborn this time, she's going to have to hold her little bottom $10 million worth. That can hurt pretty bad. When you think of it, it's kind of ironic, isn't it?
What?
Well, with all the mention that's made of my unfortunate incarceration, the four of you ladies spend an awful lot of time down to police station. It's just a thought.
You know, I'm getting kind of worried about this. I mean, I really think that Julia has just gone too far this time.
Maybe we should just go down to that Man About Town magazine and talk to the head guy about town, you know. We'll just tell him we're just as sorry as we can be, but my sister just gets all head up about injustice and stuff, and she can't help it. You know, we'll just kind of beg for mercy.
Oh, I don't know, Suzanne. I'm not all that big on begging.
Yes. And there's a reason for that. It's becoming a lost art. People just have too much pride. Now, I say a little begging never hurt anybody. I mean, all of my ex-husbands did it. Let me tell you something. A little crying, a little begging, it touches me. And I never let it go unrewarded. Unless, of course, it would involve messing up my hair. Now, remember, when Terry Wilder gets here, I'll do the talking.
How come?
Charlene, the man publishes a porno magazine. He's going to be susceptible to an incredibly sexy woman, and I'm going to give it to him with both barrels.
Excuse me. My secretary seems to have stepped out. Is there something I can do for you?
Oh, we're just waiting for Terry Wilder.
I'm Terry Wilder.
She's Terry Wilder. I know, I heard. Hello. We're here about my sister, Julia Sugarbaker.
I'm sorry.
The woman you're suing.
Oh, yes, the woman who's trying to halt distribution of my magazine through violent and illegal terrorist tactics.
We don't have to get so huffy about it. Tell her we're sorry. Charlene, I'm gonna do this my way, okay? Well, I'll just make this short and sweet. You know, I was gonna come down here to apologize to you, but the fact that you are a woman makes me madder than ever. But, just for the record, my sister does not like looking at women all chained up and wearing underwear made by Goodyear. It irritates her.
It probably also irritates the woman who was wearing it, but that's beside the point. What I'm telling you is, that's no reason to sue her.
Whatever your sister's objections to my magazine are. Oh, and by the way, she read it?
Oh, sure, we got her a subscription for her birthday. Of course she hasn't read it.
Of course not. Well, forgive me, but I find it intellectually incredible that some people want to censor things they've never read.
Well, forgive me, but I find it intellectually incredible that you even bother to publish any reading material in there. I mean, let's face it, honey. You could publish the private diaries of Dan Quayle, and nobody's going to read it.
Look, I don't think it's going to be productive for us to argue the merits of my magazine. Obviously, you think it has none. Other people disagree. But that's not what this case is about. It's about our freedom to print what we want and to distribute it freely. Now, I understand your sister's feminist sensibilities were offended. My sensibilities are offended by the National Enquirer. Now, suppose I decided to make it impossible for the Enquirer to be sold.
Well, you hit home with that one. You're pretty smart, I'll give you that.
I'm also a feminist. As a matter of fact, my magazine is a large contributor to the National Organization for Women.
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm. Well, I give to the Humane Society, but that doesn't make me a cat.
Good one.
Thank you. Miss Wilder.
Ms. Now, we know that Julia probably shouldn't have knocked down your son, and we could tell you she's sorry, but she's not. And we could tell you that she won't do it again, but chances are she will.
Charlene.
What?
Whatever you're going for here better be good.
Now, you keep talking about freedom of speech. Well, what about Julia's freedom of speech? I mean, she hasn't really had a chance to say anything about all this. Maybe that's why she just got so frustrated that she had to, you know, mow down your poster. But, I mean, don't you think she deserves to be heard?
I'll think about it. Now, if you'll excuse me.
There's just one other thing.
Yes?
Well, I just think you should know, but I have been backstage at the Miss America pageant, and I have seen some of the most beautiful young women in this country wearing nothing but high heels and hot rollers, so I am not shocked by seeing someone buck naked.
That's good.
But I was just wondering, if you think it's so peachy keen, honey, how come we don't see you airbrushed and spread-eagled in a centerfold? Just ask.
Sugarbaker, I'm Terry Wilder.
Yes, they told me you wanted to speak with me.
I've decided to drop the lawsuit.
Yes, they told me that, too.
I had you checked out. You're a very tough lady, and I like that. You made a mistake, but I figured you've been punished enough.
I see. So you're graciously going to set me free?
Just so you know, Miss Sugarbaker, this is still America. And free speech will always be protected in this country.
I know it will. But pornography won't always be, Miss Wilder. This country will let the Nazis speak, and we will let the Ku Klux Klansmen speak, because as despicable as their statements are, they are speaking their mind. But when you publish your magazine, you're not speaking your mind. You'd shut that magazine down tomorrow if it weren't turning a profit. You know it, and I know it. Pornography is not free speech, it's commerce. Otherwise, you couldn't zone it out of certain nice areas of the city.
Well, I see I'm getting nowhere. We're both businesswomen. Let's just leave it at that. I won't bother you, and you won't bother me.
No, that's not quite right, Miss Wilder. You bother me very much. I know I can be sanctimonious and self-righteous, but nevertheless, I've just got to say it. Shame on you for calling yourself a feminist. And shame on you for demeaning and hurting women everywhere, all for a lousy nickel. I may not be able to stop you today, but someday we're going to zone you right out of the city. And then we're going to zone you right out of the county. And then we're going to zone you right out of the country. And in fact, Miss Wilder, if I have my way, we might just zone you right off the globe.
All right. Now listen, when Julia gets here, don't anybody say anything about the lawsuit.
Why not? It's over with, isn't it?
Yes, it is, but I don't think that she's going to be too happy. I think it's going to be pretty hard for her to drive by that corner every day.
I saw where they put that poster back up, and this one's even worse.
Yeah, I know. Well, at least she's not being sued anymore. At least that's something. I wonder what made Terry Wilder change her mind. No. You two?
That's right. You see, you think we don't do anything when y'all aren't around.
Well, I wouldn't say that. I noticed my M&M drawer is empty.
You know, I personally can't understand one thing about all this. You know, they can't make any rules for pornography because they can't define what it is.
Yes, that's the reasoning.
Well, then, how come the guy down at the Kitten Cat Theater knows exactly which movies to show? I mean, it's not like he suddenly gets all confused and starts showing Gandhi. I mean, he knows what pornography is. And the guy down at the XXX bookstore, he knows just what to stock. He knows what pornography is. So if there's anybody out there who can't figure it out, why don't they just talk to those two guys?
The truth is, there are only 9 people in America who don't know what pornography is. The problem is, they're all on the Supreme Court.
What about Julie's at home yet? All she'd do is sign a few papers.
I don't know. I wonder where she is.
Oh, she's probably taking her time. I know Julia, and if there's one thing she hates more than losing, it's giving up. And this time, she had to give up. She had to face the fact that the world was not going to change just because she wants it to, and that's that.
That's Julia Sugarbaker. S-U-G-A-R-B-A-K-E-R.